Welcome back to the Berg Gymnasium on the campus of UW-Stevens Point, getting ready for DC Everest girls basketball. Neutral court game against Lakeland at the Tom Kislow Memorial Tournament. The Evergreen starters will be junior Hannah Studeman, senior Paige Zarnik, sophomore Kiara Hammond, senior Emma Pyatt, and the post player, tallest player on the Everest roster at 6 feet, is Danny Langseth, a junior. Evergreen's playing as the visiting team today. They wear their road greens with white numerals and green, yellow trim. The Lakeland Thunderbirds will play as the home team, and we are waiting to see their freshman, Juliana Armet, who is thought to be the big goat, the greatest of all time. Had 28 points in their earlier win against Wausau East. Lakeland comes into this game with a 2-0 record. The Evergreens opened last week. They turned the ball over 31 times and lost to Nina 51-37. I think Lakeland, now granted, Lakeland has a standout player, but I think Lakeland is going to be around the same level of competition as Nina. It's a game where the Evergreens trailed by 5 at halftime and then gradually fell further behind as we moved into the second half. Again, the Evergreens just not careful with the basketball then, and they paid for it with an opening loss. Evergreens here, again, you'll have to contend with one standout player, but Lakeland figures to be a team that's going to be good for a while, again, because they just have a standout that they can build around, and that's the coach's daughter, Juliana Armet. Evergreens and Thunderbirds meet at the center circle. Lakeland wears the home white with black numerals and silver trim. Camille Quaddy, who I remember from a year ago, is their tallest player, 6'1". She's got an inch on Danny Langseth. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle. We're underway. Langseth, with the better vertical leap, controls the tap. The Evergreens will get the first possession. Lakeland comes out, plays an extended zone. Hannah Studeman gets a touch, out for a three in the air, just short for Kiara Hammond in the corner. Langseth threw that off the leg of one of the Lakeland players. The Evergreens will keep the ball. Langseth on a hustle play into the corner. Evergreens will inbound in the far side corner, just underway, girls basketball. Game 3 of a Fox Sports triple header today. Inbound pass, stolen away. Lakeland comes up. Quaddy's got the ball, passed down low to the basket, up and in for Juliana Armet. So the fabulous freshman is on the scoreboard right away. Evergreen solve full court pressure, trailing 2-0 into the front court. Kara Hammond dribbled that out in front of her, had it stolen. Another turnover for the Evergreens. Into the front court, Abigail Paris for Lakeland. Up high to Amaya White, working on the perimeter here. Got to identify the freshman and who matches up with her. Armet is cut off there. There's a whistle away from the ball. It's on the Evergreens. Foul is on Kara Hammond. Common foul, inbound underneath. Thing that you don't like is the standout freshman for Lakeland already plays with a knee brace on her right side. Armet got a touch, goes back out. Posting up high is Quaddy. Lakeland works the perimeter, leading 2-0, 1 minute in. Along the baseline, Evergreen's double team there. Ball goes back out to Amaya White. Lakeland resets up high. Now, Lakeland player almost pushed off there. Quaddy had her arm extended, now floating in the lane. Too strong is Vienna Trapp. Evergreens get the rebound. Danny Langseth clears the boards. Evergreens go cross court. Lakeland looks to Trapp in the corner. Got a whistle. She dribbled out of bounds. Another turnover. Kiara Hammond. Touched that ball along the sidelines. Three turnovers in the first, 90 seconds of play. Emma Pyatt comes out. That's Kennedy Stowell in for the Evergreens. Lakeland inbounds, leading 2-0. Got a whistle. That's a double dribble. Yep, turned over on the freshman. Juliana Armet had that ball go off her hip, and then she touched it with her other hand before it went down. Lakeland's first turnover, 2-0, 16.5 to play, first half. The Evergreens really haven't gotten a good look at the basket, reaching in, knocking that ball away. Good defensive play from Abigail Paris, but it's out on her, and the Evergreens will keep the ball. You know, my first look at Kennedy Stowell, who is now in. She's a sophomore for the Evergreens. Everest inbounds to the backcourt, Hannah Studeman. Lakeland plays pretty tight defense, and the Evergreens have to adjust to it. Here's Kiara Hammond, back to Studeman. trying to get that ball down low to Langseth. Long cross-court pass, got there in time, knocked loose. That's out of bounds. No, saved in by the Lakeland player. Hustle play for Ormet, who goes to the basket and scores just ahead of the Evergreens' Hannah Studeman. 4-0. Lakeland leads. Evergreens again have to move the ball up against full court pressure. Goes cross court, and there we go to the front court now with Kiara Hammond. Hammond off a screen. Wow, Studeman was open, didn't pull the trigger. Back to Hammond, three ball in the air, off the front rim, no good. Langseth can't secure the rebound, got to reach in. Got to be a foul on the Evergreens. I believe that's Kennedy Stowell who reached in. Or Hannah Studeman. Studeman was battling for the rebound too. The foul goes on her. 15 and a half to play, first half. The Evergreens are still looking for their first points. Oymet brings it into the front court. Gets the ball over to Amaya White. Three ball in the air. She was open. Hits the front rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Lakeland fished out of there by Camille Quadi. And Lakeland will get another look at the basket. They reset. Quadi's got the ball back. Thought about driving in. Goes back to Oymet up high. Gives it now over to Vivian Trapp. Deliberate set offense here for the Evergreens, for the Thunderbirds, who play man-to-man here, running, partially blocked. Ball's loose underneath, out of bounds off the Evergreens. Kiara Hammond got a hand on that, partially knocked that ball away, but Danny Langseth was unable to secure it. Out on Danny, and Lakeland gets the ball. Lakeland inbounds. Oymet, foul line extended, looks to drive in. She traveled, turned over to the Evergreens. Basketball is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Automotive body work is competitive till you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. That's Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side. 3.5 in, the Evergreens still have not scored. Driving to the basket, this is going to be a foul on the floor. Kiara Hammond took it to the rack and was fouled as she started that move. Foul is on Amanda White. Evergreens will inbound in front of the only half-filled bleachers here at the Berg Gymnasium. The Evergreens inbound, almost threw it away. Secured by Kiara Hammond, who dribbled right into a double team, goes back out to Hannah Studeman. Studeman's pestered there. Yeah, Lakeland wants to double team the ball. That's what they've been doing. The Evergreens have to find the open man in the net. Evergreens cross-court pass now, driving in Studeman to the rim. Good! The Evergreens get on the scoreboard. Yeah, so the Evergreens open cold. They have only one basket in the first 3.5 minutes of play, but they trail only 4-2, so Lakeland's got to be more opportunistic than that. Thunderbird drives to the basket. Abigail Paris is fouled. She'll get two free throws. A little bit of confusion here over who this foul is on. The Lakeland fans were going to help out our officials. It's on the sophomore, Kennedy Sowell. Two free throws here for Abigail Paris. 4-2, Lady Thunderbirds. First free throw is good, 5-2. Evergreens will sub out Paige Zarnick, and in goes Riley Zuliger for the Evergreens. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com. Scores, highlights, podcasts, and blogs brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Intercity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meat, and the law firm of Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks. That's everythingevergreens.com. Paris gets her second free throw, 6-2 Lakeland. Evergreens break this pressure into the front court. Kiara Hammond bounces over to Hannah Studeman. Got a whistle away from the ball. This is going to be a foul on Lakeland. Jockeying for position underneath, Camille Quadi is called for the foul. The Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. Just like the first game of the season, the points have not come easily for the Everest team so far tonight. Evergreens is only 15 in the first half of their opener. Long inbounds pass, almost stolen. Riley Zuliger tracks it down. And now hands it back to Kiara Hammond. Evergreens run set offense here. Studeman, nothing in transition for Everest so far. Picking up her dribble is Riley Zuliger. That ball was kicked by the Lakeland freshman. Juliana Omet had her leg out, kicked that ball. Evergreens will keep it. Everest trails 6-2, 13:45 to play in the first half. Everest gets the ball in. It's in the hands of Studeman, now gives it back to Kiara Hammond. Hammond is only a sophomore, was added to the varsity roster as a freshman. The Evergreens just threw the ball into the backcourt. Kennedy Sowell will be touched up by Riley Zuliger. That's another turnover for the Evergreens, their fourth. It's looking like the Evergreens are going to want an early timeout. We'll take one, too. 13 and a half to play first half. Another slow start for the Evergreens. But it is only Lakeland 6, DC Everest 2. Girls basketball continues in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Berg Gymnasium at UW-Stevens Point, where it's DC Everest girls basketball, and the Evergreens are trailing Lakeland 6-2. Lakeland gets the ball after the timeout. I'm Chris Conley, 13 and a half to play. Inbounded to Armette, who drives past the double team. She's fouled at the rim, and it just rolls off the lip of the rim. She almost had a chance for a three-point play. Instead, two free throws. Hannah Studeman picks up her second and the team's fourth. So let's see the Frosch at the free throw line. The first is no good. Off the front rim. One more free throw coming. That one is good. 7-2, Lakeland. Lakeland sets up full court defensive pressure, and the Evergreens throw it out of bounds. Right through the hands of Hannah Studeman and into the Everest bench. So Lakeland gets the ball back. Again, the Evergreens just not being careful enough with the ball to have success. At least not yet in this game. Into Ormet. Being guarded here by Studeman. Got a whistle away from the ball. It's on Lakeland. The Evergreens are going to get this ball back. One of the Lakeland players pushed off to establish position underneath. Vivian Trapp is called. Evergreens will get the ball back, but Lakeland again sets up full court pressure. Lakeland's got a player at the scorer's table to sub in here. Jolie Kohler will come in. Coming out for Vivian Trapp, who was just whistled for the foul. And in the backcourt, the Evergreens have traveled another turnover. Now, there was contact there. Abigail Paris bumped the Everest player, Hannah Studeman, and Studeman was knocked off balance. Judged not enough contact for a whistle, but enough of a shuffle of the feet for a travel. 7-2 Lakeland. Inbound pass almost stolen by the Evergreens. Back thinking about the three, now driving in is Quadi. Quadi traveled. Danny Langseth got her to veer off to the left, and she dragged her pivot foot, turned over. So neither team being particularly careful with the basketball. Just the Evergreens have gotten very few looks at the rim because they've turned the ball over so much. Breaking full court pressure, here's Kiara Hammond. They try and trap her. She gets it over to Riley Zuliger. Evergreens down low to Langseth. Over the top, she's fouled, and she scores! Danny with the basket. Again, if you can get the ball to Langseth, she's so much bigger than some of these other players that you can get an advantage there. Camille Quadi is called for her second foul. Langseth gets the basket and will get a free throw coming up here, too, and it is good. 7-5. Again, Lakeland is going to think that should be up by more. The Evergreens have been turning the ball over a lot, not getting a lot of looks at the basket. And here we are. It's a two-point game still. Evergreens pick up half court. Three ball from the other side. Too strong. Offensive rebound for Lakeland. It is up and in, and a foul. So Lakeland will get a chance to answer. Amaya White did the work on the boards after the miss from Quadi's three. Hannah Studeman has just picked up her third foul, so that's an Everest starter that has to go over to the bench. Emma Pyatt will come back in. Amaya White is ready to shoot the free throw here. 9-5, and it stays at 9-5 on the miss. Rebound, Kennedy Stowell. Basketball is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. The Evergreens have turned the ball over again. Dribbled off the foot of the Everest player, and now Lakeland knocks it out of bounds. Now that's off the Everest defender, Riley Zuliger. My goodness. Emma Pyatt just came into the game and turned the ball over for the Evergreens. Just a couple of seconds off the bench. No coach is happy about that. Into Oymet, looks to drive in, kicks back out. Three ball in the air, good for Amaya White. Makes it 12-5. Biggest lead of the game for Lakeland. Evergreens got to be careful against the full court pressure. Kiara Hammond into the front court where she's trapped immediately. Picks up her dribble, gets it over to Zuliger. Now the Evergreens work the perimeter again. He can get this ball down low to Langseth again. Pull up long two, too strong for Kiara Hammond. Offensive rebound for the Evergreens. Tracking that ball down was so well. That goes out of bounds. This is off the Evergreens. Even when they're not turning the ball over, the Evergreens have just had trouble grabbing these loose balls. Brainerd Funeral Home, respected as our area's best in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. 12 minutes to play in the first half. 12-5, driving in too strong, a Lakeland miss. And Langseth gets the rebound off Abigail Paris, too strong. Evergreens move this ball up with Kira Hammond. Hammond runs into the Lakeland player, no foul, and lost the ball out of bounds. There's a ninth turnover for the Evergreens. And Hammond's only a sophomore, so probably a year or two away from playing her best basketball. A lot of the turnovers have been on him. It's inbounded to Oymet. Oymet is guarded here, reach in by Hammond before she started to move to the basket. Non-shooting foul. Yeah, Hammond, not fast enough to move her feet there, wound up reaching in. The Evergreens' sixth team foul, and the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. 11:34 to play in the first half. It's Lakeland 12, DC Everest 5. We'll take a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Langseth, who hangs and misses. Little too far away. Evergreens get an offensive rebound. Straight on three. No good. Pinballs around underneath. Unable to grab it is Zuliger. Lakeland comes away with it. Evergreens got three looks at the basket. No points. Oymet to the front court. Bad pass. She threw it to a teammate who had just vacated the spot in the corner, was throwing to Abigail Paris.
The Evergreens.
Turnovers are 9-3.
Number 5,
Paige Zarnik comes in. Riley Zuliger out for the Evergreens. Everest looks to inbound and gets it ahead to Kiara Hammond at half court. That's reached in. That's out on the Lakeland defender. Evergreens will keep the ball. Evergreens have only two baskets from the floor from Hannah Studeman, who is now on the bench with three fouls. Studeman had her third foul 6.5 minutes into the game. And Danny Langseth, basket and a free throw. Evergreen swing this to the weak side. McKenna Hammond is now in the game. She just got her first touch. Back out to Paige Zarnik. Zarnik's guard very closely, bumping there by Abigail Paris on defense, not called. Evergreen's worked the perimeter here. Rotating down low. Kennedy Stowell, cross court, open for a short shot, not taking it, is Paige Zarnik. Back out for a straight on three. Kiara Hammond short. Ball's in the corner. That's going to stay with the Evergreens. Hammond's 0 for 3 from behind the three-point arc. Evergreens trail 14-5 and will get the ball back. This is Kiara Hammond who will put it in for the Evergreens. 10.5 to play until halftime. Goes in to McKenna Hammond. Evergreens bring this ball back out. Paige Zarnik gives it over to McKenna Hammond. Cross court, a little bit of room here for Kara Hammond. Drives in, made an extra pass out and stolen away. Knocked away by Vivian Trapp, and Lakeland comes back. Evergreens are back on defense. Going to go under 10 minutes to play in the half on this possession. Abigail Paris goes back out. Quadi passed down low, traveling and turned over. Tried to feed the low post to Jolie Kohler, and Kohler shuffled her feet on the double team. And as Kohler turns it over, out she comes. Lakeland's done that a couple of times. You make a mistake, it looks like someone comes off the bench to replace you. Evergreen's double team turned over again. Picked up by Abigail Parrish. She's ahead a step, and she scores. More points off turnovers, 16-5. Evergreens bring this up across the timeline and get it over now to Paige Zarnik. Evergreens just turned the ball over so much it's limited their looks at the basket. Zarnik's pass knocked away. McKenna Hammond can't find the handle. Lakeland ahead, another basket for Abigail Paris. This is getting ugly, 18-5, 9.5 to play. Again, the Evergreens in their season opener had only 15 at halftime. They're stuck on 5 for a very long time here. Long cross-court pass now to McKenna Hammond. Shot no good. Rebound comes all the way out. Evergreens get it again. Paige Zarnik, three ball again. That missed everything, too. Kennedy Stowell. Stowell just grazed the underside of the backboard. Long pass knocked away by the Evergreens. They get a rare turnover. Sowell got back, knocked that ball away. Hammond brings it up to the corner. McKenna Hammond. Ball almost stolen again. Paige Zarnik. Zarnik looks to drive in, makes the extra pass down low. Double team, forced up, no good. Offensive rebound. Sowell up and in. Sowell followed her earlier miss. 18-7. Lakeland player filling in, traveled. Vivian Trapp trailed the play, trying to catch up and get that ball, and dragged her back foot as she did. Everest Basketball on Fox Sports is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, your Christmas shopping headquarters for warm and outdoors. Baseman Shoe and Clothing, wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts, and warm Irish setter boots. On Wausau's east side, serving Wausau for 80 years, Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Evergreens down low to Danny Langs, a baby 10-footer off the back rim, no good. Evergreens out-muscled for the rebound. Kennedy Sowell wasn't strong enough to grab that. Lakeland gets it. It's Haley Curtis winning the battle of the board. She just came in off the bench for the Lady Thunderbirds. Lakeland up by 11. Here's a straight-on three, high arcing, missed everything and goes out of bounds. Not too pretty of a shot there from Camille Quadi. Evergreens make some substitutions here. Riley Zuliger will come in. And Kiara Hammond comes out. Yeah, the Evergreens have two Hammonds on the team this year. Kiara, the sophomore, and McKenna, the junior. Evergreens look to get this back to single digits. In the backcourt, Hannah Studeman with three fouls is back in the game. Studeman picks up her dribble, gives it back out now to Riley Zuliger. Evergreens work the perimeter. Back across to Studeman. Studeman's a good outside shooter, too, so losing her presence kind of hurts. Touch there for Langseth down low, goes back out. Tried to make an extra pass down low, and Studeman has it stolen away. Trying to give it back to Langseth in a lot of traffic. On a clear out to the rim, scoring with the left hand is Abigail Paris. Paris now leads all scorers with eight, and it's 20-7. 7.5 to play in the first half, and it's been ugly for the Evergreens. Evergreens go cross court. Hannah Studeman behind the three-point arc. Almost had that pass stolen. Weak side now to Zuliger. Drives into traffic. Almost got caught underneath the basket. Couldn't bend that back. Riley Zuliger. Rebound goes to Lakeland. Long pass ahead and missing at the rim. Ball's knocked out of bounds off the Evergreen. Abigail Parrish should have had more points there. Parrish missed a bunny, but the Evergreens, again, because nothing's going right tonight, couldn't grab the rebound either. Kind of an uncontested rebound that just went right through an Evergreen's hands and out of bounds. Lakeland, the inbound underneath their own basket. And Lakeland inbounds up high. The freshman, Juliana Armet, had been out for a moment and is now back in. So freshman, coach's kid, you kind of manage the minutes for the Frosh, even though she's got all kinds of talent. Work the perimeter here. Three ball for Lakeland, a big misfire for Trapp. Rebound for Kennedy Sowell for the Evergreens. Evergreens trapped in the corner. Evergreens player Zuliger fights this through and gets it cross court to Studeman. Evergreens almost turned that ball over on a half court violation. Studeman fancy behind the back, gets over to Zuliger to Langseth. She's 15 feet away, outside blocks. Want to rotate Danny down low, I think. Bad pass again by Studeman, stolen by Oymet, who drives to the basket. She's fouled and she scored. Bad foul from behind. Riley Zuliger didn't have position there. So instead of just giving up the basket on the turnover, you're going to put Oymet back at the free throw line. Riley Zuliger called for it, team's seventh. And Juliana gets another chance at the free throw line. The free throw is good. So the freshman now has 10, and Lakeland has a 23-7 lead at the 6-minute mark. Studeman brings it up court. Pass is deflected away and stolen again. Ahead to Oymet with two Evergreens trailing her. She scores again. Lakeland is eating the Evergreens alive. It's 25-7. 12 turnovers on the Evergreens in this first half. Evergreens get it ahead to Langseth to the basket on one dribble, and she missed. Danny gets her rebound. Misses, hit the underside of the rim. Nothing doing for the Evergreens. Long outlet pass to Lakeland all the way down the floor. Amaya White scores. 27-7. 5.5 minutes to play. The Evergreens will send 5 new players in at the next whistle Coach Matt Bullis has seen enough of this group that's on the floor here. Danny Langseth muscles in down low and scores from the low block. Gets the Evergreens at least up to 9. Again, 5 new players. The Evergreens will make wholesale changes on the next stoppage. Clear out to the rim. Scoring easily is Haley Curtis, the other freshman for Lakeland. 29-9. I guess what Coach Bullis is most disappointed about, some of these baskets have just been breakaways where the Evergreens have turned the ball over and haven't hustled back on defense. I mean, what the coach wants to see, the turnover is bad enough, but you got to dog it back on defense when you make the turnover. Here's another turnover. Cross-court pass goes off the hands of the Evergreens, Riley Zuliger. Lakeland gets it back. Oymet hangs, misses, gets her own rebound in traffic, misses again. Evergreens clear the boards. Kennedy Stowell went up. Restores order for the moment. 4.5 to play in the first half. 29-9. The Evergreens just again. Trouble getting into offensive sets. Here's Langseth up high. Goes over the top, down low. Basket, and she's fouled. Kennedy Sowell has scored and will get to the free throw line. The foul is on Camille Quadi. It is her third. So both teams now have starters with 3 fouls. Hannah Studeman of the Evergreens and Camille Quadi. 1, 2, 3, 4 new players come in for the Evergreens here. And a 5th is waiting at the scorer's table after Kennedy Sowell takes this free throw. The basket makes it 29-11, and here comes the free throw to try and complete the 3-point play. And it is good. 29-12. Basketball at Fox Sports, brought to you by M&J Marine. Best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39, exit 181, Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Lakeland's got the ball. They'll bring us under 4 minutes to play in the game. And the Evergreens have 5 new starters. Long 3 hoisted by Vivian Trapp. She missed everything, off balance. Evergreens rebound comes to Haley Zoich, who's in the game for the first time. And in the backcourt, bringing this up, Ashlyn Fernstadt. Fernstadt gives over to Kiara Hammond. Hammond left hand to the rim. That's a nice drive. Nicest take to the basket so far for Kiara Hammond. Her first points, 29-14. Lakeland comes into the front court with Haley Curtis. And freshman Oymet out for a moment will come back in on the next stoppage. Again, Lakeland can use a deep bench here because they enjoy such a nice lead here. Here's a reach-in foul on the Evergreen. Emma Pyatt's going to get called, and Lakeland will go to the free throw line, shooting a 1-1 here. It was Jolie Kohler who was fouled. She's already waiting at the free throw line for the ball. There's some confusion at the scorer's table over who the foul is on. It's indeed on Emma Pyatt. Ball's live on a miss. Kohler's front end of the 1-1 rims out, no good. That's out of bounds, and the Evergreens again can't squeeze it, and Lakeland will get the ball. There's nothing going right. Inbounded in traffic to Oymet underneath, scooping shot. She was looking for a foul. She didn't get it. The ball goes out of bounds. Is that blocked by the Evergreens? Yeah, one of the Evergreens got a finger on it, and Lakeland will get to inbound underneath again. Halftime cannot come quickly enough. Inbounded to the corner. Abigail Paris in the corner, knocked out of bounds by the Everest defender. Ashlyn Fernstadt came up and knocked that away. Lakeland will keep the ball. Lakeland has a comfortable lead, 29-14. 3:24 to play, first half. Lakeland gets the ball in. It's in Oymet's hands. Juliana passes around. Juliana Oymet again. She's probably got the best skills on this Lakeland team, but she's not selfish. Just turned the ball over there, knocked away, and Ashlyn Fernstadt gives the ball right back to Oymet, who is fouled and scores. Ashlyn Fernstadt, frustrated on the turnover, didn't have defensive position, gives up the basket to Oymet and fouled her as well.
First personal foul, team 9.
Fernstadt's first, team's 9th. So the Lakeland Thunderbirds are in danger of more than doubling up the Evergreens at halftime. Free throw is good for Oymet. She's got unofficially 15 points to lead all scorers. Again, Evergreens with 5 non-starters in the game right now is Coach Matt Bullis had seen enough of the starting five. Cross court here to Haley Zeutsch. Now cross court. Fernstad, bounce pass, thinking about the three with Zeutsch, backs it back out. Kiara Hammond is the one starter who's in here now. From the baseline, long three, too long for Emma Pyatt. Went right over the rim from the baseline and into the hands of Amanda White from Lakeland. Into the front court, goes back out, open, White again, three, good. Amaya White, who now has 10. It's 35-14. 2:20 left until halftime. Breaking the double team is Hammond, splits defenders back out, line drive three that missed everything from Haley Zeutsch. Goes out of bounds to the Evergreens. It's a line drive that was probably a foot below the rim.
Thunderbirds, number 30, Lacey Valley.
35-14. Now this message, there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station, WIFC, Clover Belt Credit Union, the Kasura Kids Foundation, and this Midwest Communications Station. 2 minutes until halftime. Abigail Paris for Lakeland tries to post up Kelly Zoller whilst out of bounds to the Evergreens. Lakeland's fifth turnover. Evergreens trouble getting inbound. Now they do to Fernstadt in the backcourt, who picked up her dribble. Evergreens may have to use a timeout to get this across the timeline. Zeutsch just beat the 10-second count. Zeutsch is into the front court, gets it over to Fernstadt. Fernstadt double team, stolen by Oymet, who goes to the rim and scores with the left hand. Juliana Oymet, 37-14. 90 seconds until halftime. Evergreens across to Fernstadt in the corner. That's out of bounds off the Lakeland defender. Unable to grab that there was Jolie Kohler. And the Evergreens will get the ball. They'll inbound in the corner. 1:23 until halftime. Now the officials are conferencing up. They may change this call. The call right now is Everest ball. And the trailing official has just said Lakeland ball. So the Evergreens can't even get a break on that in the ugliest of first halves. The Evergreens trail by 23 points. Lakeland will inbound into Oymet's hands. Clock is moving again. 1:15, 1:14, 1:13. Posting up high. Trap traveled. Got it over to Amaya White, who dragged that back foot. Evergreens will get the ball back. 37-14. Evergreens played 500 ball in conference a year ago. Here's another turnover. Reaching in for the loose ball is going to be a foul here. Foul's going to be on Lakeland.
Foul is on
On the Evergreens. Of course it is. Ashton Fernstadt has picked up her second foul. Double bonus for Juliana Oymet. Nothing has gone right for the Evergreens in this first half. Oymet's first basket is good. First free throw. She'll get one more. Second free throw, no good. Rebound for Zeutsch for the Evergreens. Under a minute to play until halftime. Long cross-court pass here to Hammond. Hammond splits defenders, lobs it down low, almost off the hands of Pyatt. The Evergreens, another turnover. Couldn't save it. 13 turnovers now in the first half. 50 seconds left until halftime. Lakeland gets the ball. Oymet into the front court. Gives it over to Amaya White. Long cross-court pass to Abigail Paris. Three from the baseline, missed everything. Loose ball. Evergreens grab it away. Zeutsch grabbed away. 30 seconds and a long outlet pass is stolen right back by Oymet of Lakeland. And there's a travel as Abigail Paris started to move to the basket. Evergreens fought for the rebound. That was good. Then immediately something bad. The long outlet pass stolen away. 38-14. Evergreens have the ball. Clock's moving again. 25 seconds. Into the front court. Long pass to Zeutsch. Gives it back here. The Evergreens' Kiara Hammond Zoic back to Hammond, almost stolen again. Down to 12 seconds, 10. Tried the entry pass, stolen away. Ashlyn Fernstadt tried to force that into a double team. Lakeland comes back, 5-4 to the basket. A foul before the shot. Lakeland will go to the free throw line with 4 seconds left. Abigail Parris will shoot the double bonus. Haley Zoic called for the foul. Two free throws. First one is good for Abigail Parris. This has been about as one-sided a first half as you can imagine. Second is no good. Ball is loose, out of bounds to the Evergreens.
Abigail Parris.
4 seconds left until halftime. Inbounds pass almost stolen to half court. A long launch, no good, from Kiara Hammond, and the half ends there. Well, what can you say? It's been all Lakeland, very one-sided. The Evergreens turn the ball over a lot again and having trouble scoring points. Lakeland leads D.C. Everest in this girls' basketball game 39-14. Back after a three-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Smile.